BBC News with Jerry Smith. More than 100,000 people have been told to leave their homes on the Indonesian island of Bali, where a volcano is close to erupting. The National Disaster Agency says lava and molten rock have been detected close to the surface of Mount Agung, and the popular tourist island has been put on the highest state of alert. Pakistani Islamists who clashed with police at the weekend have called off their protests after the resignation of the law minister Zahid Hamid. The demonstrators have been blocking a main road in the capital for weeks, demanding the sacking of Mr. Hamid, whom they accuse of blasphemy. Pope Francis is beginning a visit to Myanmar, a country that has been widely accused of ethnic cleansing. The words the Pope uses to describe the country's Muslim minority will be examined closely. Officials in Myanmar object to the term Rohingya, referring to the community as Bengalis who migrated illegally from Bangladesh. The decomposing remains of eight people have been found on a wooden boat off Japan's east coast across the sea from North Korea. The Japanese authorities said the bodies could not be identified. Dozens of poorly equipped North Korean fishing boats encounter problems in the waters near Japan every year after venturing far out to sea in order to fulfil government-issued quotas. The Australian Parliament has begun considering a bill to legalise same-sex marriage. The result this month of a non-binding referendum showed more than 60% of voters were in favour of the move. The Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, says he wants the new law in place by late December. Scientists have warned that overfishing and pollution are seriously threatening Africa's largest body of fresh water, Lake Victoria. They say fish stocks in the lake, which borders Uganda, Kenya and Tanzania, have been severely damaged, threatening the livelihoods of millions of people. BBC News.